Welcome back to Comment with me, George Galloway, here on Press TV, still the voice of the voiceless. We need your calls, we need your SMS, and we need your emails. Now, God so loved the prophet Yusuf that he gave him half of the beauty of all humanity. Our first caller, Yusuf from Germany, was not quite so pretty. At least the message that he delivered was not quite so pretty. It was that the Palestinians are not Palestinians, they are Arabs. And that if they were Palestinians, they'd be speaking Palestinian. And that the main problem was me and other propagandists like me. But of course, there are real existential threats to Israel, not least the 13 million Palestinian people who live under siege, occupation, or annexation, or in exile as refugees, bittered and determined to return to the land and the property from which they and their mothers and fathers and grandmothers and grandfathers were driven. And the fact that almost 2 billion Muslims in the world have a holy obligation to liberate the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in occupied Jerusalem. And the millions of Christians in the world who have an interest in ensuring that justice walks in the Galilee, in Nazareth, in Jerusalem, and in Bethlehem. Otherwise, that would make a mockery of Jesus, would it not? And the determination of anti-imperialists around the world, one of whom is on the line now, to ensure that empire must not pay and that settler states should not thrive, at least at the expense of the people whose land they stole. Gary is in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in Canada, on that very point. Gary, welcome back to the show. Always great to hear from you.
Good evening, George. This is a wonderful opportunity that has opened up because of the manner in which these peace talks have blown up. This is the first time I've seen it happen, that it's been to the Zionist state's disadvantage. The Americans are kind of gobsmacked, and the Palestinians are taking real measures to actually unify their forces. So in the past, they talked about many things that required unification, and they made many plans. And as we know, a lot of them have not been realized or implemented. But this time, they're going ahead. The Israelis are screaming blue murder. And I do not see Washington really coming out and propping up the Zionist state.
I think that's right, Gary.
So this is getting really interesting.
No, I think that's right. I think that the United States is rapidly tiring of the whole affair. President Obama is long ago tired of Netanyahu. And the countries of the European Union, who normally follow the American policy as the tail follows the head of the dog, are equally disenchanted. Actually, I believe a critical mass of tiredness with the conduct of the Zionist settler state is now beginning to gel, now beginning to coalesce. And therefore, the news that the Palestinians are to coalesce, unite between the nationalist and the Islamist wings of the National Liberation Movement is the best news I've heard in a long time, Gary.
Yes, I agree, and especially because of these circumstances. You know, it's also very interesting. The timing could not be better in terms of that other very serious situation brewing in Ukraine. As we are aware, the Zionist state of Israel has had a very curious stance regarding the developments in Ukraine.
Indeed. Of course.
Come out four square for the gang in Kiev alongside the United States. And, of course, they have very good reasons not to, in terms of a certain portion of domestic public opinion inside the so-called state of Israel, which, of course, wants to have nothing to do with anything connected to the Judeocide in World War II.
Well, that's right. And of course, there's a substantial Russian population inside what they call Israel, which has a kind of dualism in its approach to Russia. Despite all the propaganda that we used to be treated to about Soviet Jewry and so on, as a matter of fact, Jews in the Soviet Union had a very important role and very important privileges and were involved at governmental and party and state level at a very, very high level from the beginning of the Soviet state until its end. And that's why, for these fascists in Ukraine, for example, the terms communist and Jew are synonym.
Exactly.
And the dual approach to this is being played out in Israel's role. But of course, as I pointed out here, Gary, weeks ago, it's a win-win for what they call Israel. Because if these fascists do start following through on their vile anti-Semitic propaganda and meting out violence and oppression against the remaining Jews in Ukraine, well, Israel will hold out its hand and say, there's a place for you in Palestine. Unfortunately, it's somebody else's place, somebody else's house, somebody else's land. Gary, thanks for the call. Ramzan's on the line in South Wales on the Ukraine. Ramzan, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum to you, George.
How alaikum salam, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically what it is, they are at it again. I mean, they've done it in Egypt, they've done it in Libya, right? They go into the country saying, oh, we want to give you freedom, human rights, and all this and that.
Yeah.
They destroy the
country.
They're
doing it in Venezuela as we speak. They've done it in countries all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. And basically what they do is they destroy them. Then afterwards they say, oh, right, we will build you up now and get their own companies going in there to rebuild them. I'm pleading to the Ukrainian people, please, please, they are not there for your interest. They are only there for their own interest. So please unite yourself and keep them out of your country. Europe and America are no good for no one. Lest they got something for themselves to gain, they would never, ever help anybody.
Well, right. Let's hope they take your advice, Ramzan. It was very well judged advice, and they would be well advised by me to take it. Susan is in the United States, in California. She wants to talk about what the biggest threat to Israel is. Susan, welcome to the show.
Good evening, George.
Good evening. Lovely to hear from you in sunny California. Go ahead, please.
Yes. We'll send you some sunshine and warmth. And first thing first, George, I love the humor built into your today's topic.
Thank you very
much. Although we had our little humor with Youssef from Germany, I like to rephrase your topic. Perhaps we can say, what is the biggest threat to the biggest threat? I know what is not a biggest threat to Israel, George. Palestinian Authority and Mahmoud Abbas are not the biggest threat to Israel.
No, that's definitely true.
I would also like to say that Israel is the biggest threat to Israel itself. Oppression, racism, 6 decades of long systematic assault to human life and human dignity, blatant violation of human rights, these are all threat to Israel. Today, George, as you brought it up, I read a long-standing joke in form of breaking news, and I wondered which one was funnier, the absurdity of Palestinian-Israeli peace process brokered by the United States, or the absurdity of so-called reconciliation between the Hamas and Fatah, which I think in both cases they are stillborn. However, they might be, a first start. It's somehow I'm cautiously optimistic thinking about the national unity government in which one party supports armed resistance, which is Hamas, while the other side remains fully committed to serving the occupiers.